Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This week is the biggest game of the season.
Yep.
Because every time you take an L now, they are accumulating in that column that says you're not going to the playoffs. Every time we collect another L right now, it's just getting closer and closer to us not getting to that ultimate goal. So last week, and Coach joked with this, right? We left and we said, it's the biggest game. And he goes, aren't they all? Not really. Last week was really big. We should have hopefully taken care of business. We didn't on the road. And now, Mike, you got to go on the road against the Raiders and take care of business. So this is the biggest game because you're trying to now snap a four-game losing streak.
Like, the best you can hope for now is to remain in a tie with the Bucs for the division. That's your only hope, guys. Seriously. You got to go on the road, D.C. You know, we just saw what happened with the Vikings. This Raiders game, on paper, it's a more winnable game. I mean, certainly you'd like your chances with the quarterbacks, but at this point, how do you feel confident about anything with Kirk Cousins and this offense? Yes, we played better against Minnesota, certainly, but then you still got boat race at the end of the game, Carl. So I still don't agree with Coach's assessment. I will ask him about it on Thursday. I think you explore all options when you're in the middle of a four-game losing streak and you've basically just blanked away your division lead. But they feel differently. They feel that Cousins, to paraphrase Coach, has earned the right through the things that he did well before the slump.
That's exactly what he said yesterday. We're going to talk plenty about the Falcons. But, guys, as we get today started, here's the thing about where Georgia is as we get ready to start the college football playoff. If, in fact, and it looks this way right now, Mike, that Gunnar Stockton is going to be the quarterback, he's the 12th best quarterback in these playoffs. I'm going to repeat that. He's the 12th best quarterback in these playoffs. Everybody else is better. And the reason is they've had a season to prove it. Some of these guys have had a couple of years to prove it. But I don't even think it's close that Dillon Gabriel is the best quarterback in these playoffs for Oregon. Kevin Jennings at SMU is a stud. And for those of you who have not watched him, you will get a chance to see him. Cade Klubnik has come on at Clemson, Mike. We gave his stats yesterday. Will Howard at Ohio State, better. Riley Leonard, Notre Dame, better. The reason why I'm saying this, Mike, even the guy at Indiana is better.
Wait, you're telling me he's better than Maddox Mattson of Boise State?
He's better.
And by the way, Maddox has not been asked to do too much because they've got the best running back in the country, but he has thrown for 22 touchdowns and just three picks.
2,700 yards, he's better. Quinn Ewers, as disappointed as I am as watching him, he's better. Proven. Sam at Arizona State. Here's what I'm getting to. I don't think Georgia wins this national championship unless Carson Beck is available. And I think for all the things that we've been disappointed about in his play, Mike, it's been uneven, right? We've discussed it.
Right.
Ups and downs, interceptions, good games, bad games, good halves, bad halves. I don't know that much about Gunnar Stockton.
I know a lot more
about these other guys.
Right. Even Kirby kind of said it afterwards, you know, that he, other than some mop-up duty in some of your Laffer games, no, he's not. You've never seen this guy against the elite competition. Now, Georgia does a great job of getting rotational linemen in there, rotational players at every other position other than quarterback over the course of the year to get those reps.
He does. And I think this is the biggest challenge for Georgia. Now, again, we're hoping that he's back. But I've been hearing this notion after yesterday. Oh, I heard you guys talking about Carson. If he ain't back, we're going to be okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You still need a dude. You still need a guy. Nico at Tennessee, better. Like, he is the 12th best quarterback going into these playoffs. Now, Mike, if they win it, and for some reason Gunnar Stockton leads the Dogs to a national championship, this is a different conversation. But right now, you guys tell me, Drew Allen at Penn State, better.
Yeah, Drew Allen's a stud. You can't argue with that. Guys, the question I've had, it was funny, I was just talking with Carl off the air, so I'll bring the conversation on the air. You know, Florida was about to pay, allegedly, Jaden Rashada $13 million. That lawsuit is ongoing. So he just decided to come to Georgia for free? He just came here on a Groupon? Kirby just got him down here to, you know, hey, you know, come on down. To be what, the fourth guy in the quarterback room? I don't know. I know that, and I invoked the Urban Meyer Ohio State season, the year that Tom Herman got the coaching job at Houston because he had three different quarterbacks play over the course of the season and two during the playoffs to win a title. And it's something that Florida State didn't really have. That's why the committee dropped them out of the playoff last year, fair or unfair. But are you see, I don't know if there's a Georgia fan out there. To your point, how can you say definitively you even know what Gunnar Stockton is?
No, you don't.
You don't. And when he did, was asked to throw the football, let's be honest, it was an unmitigated disaster and it cost you a touchdown.
I think he gave them a spark because it was different and they went up tempo a little bit in that game in the SEC. But if I look at just right now, and if you feel like quarterback matters in college football as it does in the NFL, and it does, Dylan Gabriel right now is the guy that has the advantage. He's played the best. His team's number one. He's almost thrown for 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns this year. He's been accurate, consistent. I think that stuff matters, Mike. And so we cannot go into these playoffs and say, well, the Dogs will just be fine with Gunnar Stockton, and you feel 100% confident about that.
Right.
You tell us where you're at. 404-726-0929. You can text us. Find Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on. We're going to examine all of these guys as we get closer and closer to the start of the playoffs. But as we had this conversation yesterday, and some people were just like, well, Beck will be fine. If he's not, we'll be okay. No, you're not. As inefficient at times as he's been, he still gives you your best chance to win a national championship.
Right. Now, it's funny. I was looking at some of the numbers from that 2014 season, you know, and it's 10 years ago. It was Braxton Miller, then it was JT Barrett. And you realize, guys, Cardale Jones' first game starting for the Buckeyes was against Alabama.
Crazy.
In the national semifinal in the Sugar Bowl. And that's what just makes that run just even to me. I'm not a big fan of Urban Meyer. I think he had an ethics bypass at birth, but that's a hell of an accomplishment to go through multiple quarterbacks en route to a national championship. And Kirby can do likewise if Gunnar Stockton can be the man. We'll talk to Seth Emerson about it at 4. But I'm just curious. I mean, you would think you would explore all options, but knowing how conservative Kirby is and there's always a pecking order and the third guy never jumps the second guy, I just would love to know about a guy named Jaden Rashada, who started a couple of games for Arizona State and is supposed to be an all-world player to the point that an SEC school is going to throw $13 million at him. He's not even in the conversation.
Yeah, and if you're going to say, Dukes and Bell, look, we can win another national championship with a good running game with ETN, right, Mike? Great defense. Mm-hmm. And let's just say Stockton, if he has to play throughout the course of these playoffs, he doesn't have to throw for 300 yards. That's how we're going to win. Right. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, especially if ETN, and by the way, we mentioned it yesterday with game balls, ETN really, you know, showed some real, you know, moxie to be able to handle the ribs. I mean, it's one thing to be a position player, but to be a running back and take the contact with jammed up ribs, that was great. But they're going to lean into the run game. Frazier, stop fumbling. Stop fumbling. But at some point, though, Carl, you know that Gunnar Stockton is going to be asked to step up.
He's set behind Carson Beck for the last 2 years. And I just think
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Right now, if you're asking me where the advantage is, whether it's Oregon or SMU or Clemson, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Tennessee, it doesn't matter. This is where these other teams have an advantage with Gunnar Stockton starting these playoffs for the Dogs. 404-726-0929. We got a lot to talk about. Coming up, we'll get to the Daily Download. Also, Kirby talking about the transfer portal, Mike. It is open, and you're seeing names pop up around college football. Again, let's just call this what it is. It's free agency. This is free agency. That's what it is, man. I mean, guys get in the portal. This whole thing, well, he's in the portal. That means he's able to go wherever he wants and who's going to offer more money. I mean, like that's what this is for college football right now.
Yeah, and it's tough because I was talking to a couple of my buddies down in Tallahassee and a guy that I was excited because I got some cousins who live in Savannah and their kids went to college with Luke Cromanhook, who was the quarterback this year for Florida State. And he's already out because Gus Malzahn's coming in and there's talk now that FSU's looking at the Boston College quarterback. It just, I think at some point, you know, even though we're just talking about the quarterback rotation with Kirby, you do have to have a quarterback that you develop in your building for a couple of years, and that's part of your culture. That's leadership, and that's like having a guy who's a star linebacker or lineman going to stick around for a couple of years. But the idea that you're going to continue to do it through the portal at QB, I coming off your worst season, that's just strictly an FSU problem, but it does apply, I think, to a number of schools around the country. You, for instance, Gus Malzahn's got this hot stud quarterback. Is the kid going to stay? I mean, I should say Hugh Freeze, not Gus. Gus was at Auburn. But if Hugh Freeze is going to turn things around, that kid's got to stick. You know, that's why you and I said the sort of the devaluing of National Signing Day, knowing that you could be gone in 12 months.
No doubt. I think, you know, you're always now, even more so than it used to be. It used to be just you're going to have 3-5 stars if you were a good enough program. Alabama, Georgia, or Ohio State. You're going to have 3-5 stars on the bench.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.